Chapter 8, Mishnah 4, Yain Shel Truma Shenis Galen. Okay, the next few Mishnahs are going to go into a different topic, and that is that at the times of the Mishnah, so there was a lot of snakes around in residential areas, and there was a concern that if you left liquid uncovered, the snake would come and drink from it and deposit some of the venom into the liquid, and that would be a danger. If you went and drank that liquid afterwards, there would be a danger. So the Chachamim forbade the use of liquids that had been left uncovered. It was a sakona, it was an danger to life for you to drink that liquid if it had been left uncovered. So this Mishnah is saying that if truma wine had been, it was left uncovered, and it was found uncovered, yishafach, it had to be poured away. That's how far the decree went. Because normally you're not allowed to waste truma. But over here, since it's sakona, since it's life-threatening to drink it, so you're actually allowed to pour the wine away in this case over here. And it's not necessary to say that if you find chulin wine means normal wine, not truma, just normal wine, that's been left uncovered, you've got to pour it away. Kal v'chomer, all the more so, if you had to pour the truma wine away, you're allowed to pour the normal wine away. And then says the Mishnah, Shlosha mashkin asurin mishum giloy, there were three liquids that are forbidden if they remain uncovered, that the rabbis instituted, you're not allowed to drink them, and they are hamayim v'hayayin v'chalav. They are water, wine, and milk. Those three liquids, if you leave them uncovered, you weren't allowed to drink from them. U'sha'akol ha'mashkin mutarim, but says the Mishnah, all other liquids were permitted, and says the Kati snakes didn't drink these other liquids, so the Chachamim never put their decree on them. Kama yishu v'yu asurin, and how long, if they remain uncovered, for how long do they become forbidden? In time it takes for the reptile to come out from a nearby place and drink and then go back. Right? So it's got to, for the time they estimated, if it comes out from a nearby hole, drinks it and goes back, that would be the amount of time that the liquid then become forbidden.